In 2021, The Reader celebrated its 50th birthday with special features that included a history of its founding and development. In a section titled Saving Graces, the founding publisher, Bob Roth, stated, "These are two of the unsung heroes of the original story, this Northwestern kid and our printer." The story continues, "The Northwestern kid was a sophomore named Randy Barnett. The printer was an entrepreneur named Fred Eichner. Without the faith and talent of those two young men, The Reader would have failed in its first few years. And yet for 2 years I never received more than pin money from them. Dad kept asking me, probably multiple times a year, 'Has The Reader paid you?' And he would just give me that look of his when I said no. It was like a little ritual of ours. Dad never stopped thinking that I was making a huge mistake, throwing good time after lost time and money. But hey, it was my life and my instincts. Also, I wasn't sure how much they actually owed me, since record keeping back then was an analog exercise with pencils and arithmetic skills. My commission was based not on the nominal amount in the sales contract, but on payments received from advertisers. But I trusted the guys and trusted that the money would be there when I asked for it after graduating Northwestern and before going off to law school. If I'd stayed in the Chicago area for law school, I would certainly have kept the job at The Reader, but since I was going off to the East Coast, I needed to cash in my chips. They handed me a check for nearly $30,000, nearly $150,000 in 2022 money, enough to cover my tuition plus room and board for all 3 years at Harvard. I was ecstatic, as was my dad. Without prompting from me, he acknowledged in plain language that he'd been wrong about my job at The Reader. The man who was never wrong admitted on his own that he'd been wrong about my continuing to work on those terms. I hadn't expected him to volunteer that he'd been mistaken, but that was the kind of man he was. This episode about my successful time in sales has an ironic P.S. Sometime in my 2 years as advertising director, The Reader had offered me the chance to convert what I was owed into company stock. My reason for taking the cash was simple, as I told The Reader for their anniversary story. Barnett says he needed money to go to law school, but he wishes he had thought to take half of his back pay in stock. "I have made very few decisions I really, really regretted in my life," he says, "but that was one I really came to regret. It didn't even dawn on me to do that. If I had, I could have retired. Had I taken half my pay in stock, I would still have had enough cash to cover law school, and I'd have made a small fortune when the founder sold out in 2007. While my father had been wrong about The Reader, I hadn't been right enough.